Hello and welcome to The Music and the Movies, a program that looks at and listens to the sweet spot where music and movies intersect. In this hour, we ponder the special alchemy that happens when sound meets image, where music lovers and cinephiles come together. We explore a different theme in each episode, arranged around an idea or a person, and we delve into why some of our favorite movie moments are also musical ones. My name is Robert Horton. I'm a movie critic and historian and a member of the National Society of Film Critics. I'll play some music and talk about it in an attempt to get to the bottom of a lifelong fascination with why film is so especially intoxicating when music is involved. And at the end of each show, I'll round things off with the trailer, a particular cut that either didn't fit into the overall flow or has some special meaning to me or just so weird it deserves its own spot. So join us, won't you, for The Music and the Movies. Today's episode, Paris. You know, the movies imagine characters and stories, but they also imagine places. And I know Paris is a real place, it's a wonderful place. But today I think we're going to create a mood by going along with the Paris imagined by the movies. We'll hear some classic French songs and talk about how they turned up in Paris films, and we'll hear some evocative instrumental music composed for films about Paris. We'll hear from essential singers like Edith Piaf and Josephine Baker. Check in on the films of the French New Wave and listen to how Hollywood dreamed about Paris at times. And then for the trailer at the end of the show, I'm going to have a little reprise of a stirring French anthem and talk about how it was used ironically to great effect. We're not going to concern ourselves with anything as petty bourgeois as worrying whether this music presents an authentic side of Paris. The movies, after all, lean to the romanticized version with, you know, someone playing an accordion by the dockside or tinkling on a piano in a little jazz club, strolling along the Seine to a sidewalk cafe as an orchestra ponders if it's the last time I saw Paris or April in Paris or some other signature melody. Paris is one of those places that inspires composers and performers to invent something definitive about it. That's one of the reasons there are so many songs with the word Paris in the title, I think. And I think that was going on with the composer Maurice Jarre when he came to create the music for Is Paris Burning in 1966. He'd already done the mighty scores for Lawrence of Arabia and Dr. Zhivago, but Is Paris Burning is this big canvas telling of the French resistance told from multiple perspectives, tale of Parisian courage and endurance, and finally of the glorious days of liberation during World War II. So Jarre had to come up with something big, you know, and good movie music, but also maybe an anthem. And he did. The Paris Waltz from Is Paris Burning has passed from movie music to the melody of the liberation. Here it is as heard on the original soundtrack. Thank you. That's the Paris Waltz, written by Maurice Jarre, part of his score for Is Paris Burning? I thought that an anthem might be a good way to set the table here for our look at movie music about Paris. And now let's turn to the early days of sound movies, specifically to an American-born voice that belonged to the astonishing Josephine Baker. Born in St. Louis in 1906, but reborn in Paris as a singer, dancer, personality in the 1920s, a place that could appreciate her when the segregated United States could not. She made movies, too, a few of them, including the title role in Zuzu, was 1934, where she sings this tune, C'est Louis, to an adoring crowd, and then by herself to nighttime Paris.
Des messieurs très amoureux me proposent une vie de rêve pour que je me donne à eux. Y'en a qu'un qui a su me plaire. Il est méchant, il n'a pas le sou. Tes histoires ne sont pas claires. C'est bien, mais je m'en fous. Pour moi, y'a qu'un homme dans Paris seul. Pour rien y faire, mon cœur est pris par lui. Je crois j'en perds la tête. Il est si bête qu'il ne l'a pas compris. Pour moi, y'a qu'un homme dans Paris seul. Je passerai dans un trou de souris pour lui. Chaque jour je l'adore, bien plus encore. Pour moi y'a qu'un homme dans Paris, hey, c'est lui. Pour moi y'a qu'un homme dans Paris. Il court après toutes les filles, elles sont toutes à sa merci. Son regard les déshabille, ses mains parfois aussi. Je ne fais rien pour qu'il m'aime, aux autres il donne le bonheur. Mais il est à moi quand même, puisqu'il est dans mon cœur. Oh, il est si bête qu'il ne l'a pas compris. Oh, no, oh, il est si bête. Chaque jour je l'adore, y'a plus encore. Pour moi y'a qu'un homme dans Paris, hey, c'est lui.
That is the legend Josephine Baker singing C'est Louis, written by Georges Van Paris, who wrote hundreds of film scores, and Roger Bernstein in the film Zuzu. Baker, aside from being the toast of the town, eventually worked in the French Resistance, became a French citizen, gave a speech at the March on Washington in 1963, and as of August 2021, French government started talking about reinterring her remains in the Pantheon in Paris. It would make her the first Black woman honored in that hallowed chamber. Well, that's the legacy of one American in Paris, and that phrase will naturally lead us to George Gershwin's music and the Hollywood movie that served up a romantic Paris as an MGM musical. An American in Paris was released in 1951. It got many musical gems. But let's listen to one number performed by a Frenchman. This was Georges Guéterey, a singer and stage performer, plays Gene Kelly's rival in that movie. And he performs a wonderfully accented solo number called I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise. ¶¶
chanson. C'est Paris, c'est Montmartre, c'est Robinson. C'est le jour qui s'éveille comme un pinson. Car l'amour est là dans mon cœur. Ah, quel grand bonheur. C'est le... It's madness to be always sitting around in sadness. Oh, when you could be learning the steps of gladness. You'll be happy when you can do just six or seven. Begin today, you'll find it nice. The quickest way to paradise. When you practice, here's the thing to do. Simply say as you go. I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. I'm going to get there at any price. Stand aside, I'm on my way. I've got the blues, and up above it's all fair. Shoes gone and carry me there. I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. I'm going to get there at any price. Stand aside, way. I've got the blues, and up above it's all fair. Shoes gone and carry me there. I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. With a new
All right, Georges Guettare nailing his opportunity there. In his only big Hollywood film, An American in Paris, the song is I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise. Music by George Gershwin, lyrics by Ira Gershwin and Buddy De Silva. The role, by the way, that he played in that movie had apparently been imagined for Maurice Chevalier, who had in earlier years become the face and voice of Parisian roguishness in the early days of sound film. For an example, here's Chevalier doing a little bit of that with his song Mimi from the delightful Hollywood musical Love Me Tonight, an example of an early sound movie, 1932, that is, that played around with the possibilities of song and film. And if the songs are written by Rodgers and Hart, you're halfway there.
Shoes on my right foot, my right shoes on my left. Oh, listen to me, Mimi, of reason I'm bereft. The buttons of my trousers are buttoned to my vest. Oh, listen to me, Mimi, there's fashion in my breast. Mimi, you funny little good for nothing, Mimi, am I the guy? Mimi, you sunny little honey of a Mimi, are they me high? Mimi, you've got me sad and dreamy. You could free me if you'd see me, Mimi. You know I'd like to have a little son of a Mimi bound by. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. But she never had knees, and this, and that, and this, like Mimi. Oh, Mimi. Do you remember Valentine? Oh, Valentine. Oh, yes, I admit she was a crush. So flaming that when she sat on the sofa, she said, far to the flush. But no Mimi. Oh, no Mimi. And the eyes of Lisette, the smell of Mignonette, the sweetness of Suzette, my love forever. It's easy to forget for Mimi,
And Mitzi, oh, that Mitzi. Mitzi, Mitzi, Gitzi, Mitzi. You think she was like Mimi? My features and creamy, dreamy, Mimi. Oh, Mimi, Mimi. You funny little good for nothing, Mimi. I'm a guy, Mimi. You sunny little honey of a Mimi. I'm in high, Mimi. You've got me sad and dreamy. You could free me if you'd see me, Mimi. You know I like to have a little fun of Mimi.
Who else but Maurice Chevalier with Mimi? Typical tune for him, complete with, in that version, callbacks to some of his earlier songs. That song originally from Love Me Tonight, music by Richard Rodgers, lyrics by Lorenz Hart, thus a little bit of Hollywood's idea of a French song. You're listening to The Music and the Movies. I'm Robert Horton, and we are listening to movie music that imagines a place called Paris. Let's move to a couple of signature French songs from the source. In this case, a terrific 1955 film directed by the great Jean Renoir, a story set around the origins of the Moulin Rouge, the celebrated cabaret, its impresario played by Jean Gabin, the star of Renoir's Grand Illusion, who also, starred opposite Josephine Baker in Zuzu. Aside from being a marvelous story of the sacrifices demanded by art, the movie has a string of cameo performances, a couple of which we will listen to here. First, the inevitable Edith Piaf, stepping on stage to perform Serenade du Pavé.
Si je chante sous ta fenêtre, ainsi qu'un galant troubadour, et si je veux t'y voir apparaître, ce n'est pas hélas par amour. Peu m'importe que tu sois belle, duchesse ou lorette aux yeux doux, ou que tu laves la vaisselle, pourvu que tu jettes dessous. Sois bonne, ô ma chère inconnue, pour qui j'ai si souvent chanté, ton offrande est la bienvenue, fais-moi la charité. Sois bonne, ô ma chère inconnue, pour qui j'ai si souvent chanté, devant moi, sois la bienvenue. L'amour, vois-tu, moi, je m'en fiche, ce n'est beau que dans les chansons. Si quelque jour je deviens riche, on m'aimera bien sans façon. J'aurais vite une châtelaine, si j'avais au moins un château, au lieu d'un vieux tricot de laine et des bottines prenant l'eau. Sois bonne, ma chère inconnue, pour qui j'ai si souvent chanté. Ton offrande est la bienvenue, fais-moi la charité. Sois bonne, ma chère inconnue, pour qui j'ai si souvent chanté. Devant moi, sois la bienvenue. Mais ta fenêtre reste close et les dessous ne tombent pas. J'attends cependant peu de choses. Jette-moi ce que tu voudras. Argent, pain sec ou vieille harde, tout me fera plaisir de te voir. Et je prierai Dieu qu'il te garde un peu mieux qu'il n'a fait pour moi. Sois bonne, ma chère inconnue, pour qui j'ai si souvent chanté. Ton offrande est la bienvenue, fais-moi la charité. Sois bonne, ma chère inconnue, pour qui j'ai si souvent chanté. Devant moi, moi, sois la bienvenue.
That is Edith Piaf singing Serenade du Pavé, written by Jean Varnet, from the film French Can-Can. Piaf's songs have featured in many movies, of course, not least the 2007 film La Vie en Rose, which won Marion Cotillard an Oscar for her performance as Piaf. Another performance from French Can-Can now, this time Cora Vauquer doing the lovely song La Complainte de la Butte, singing about the moon as it shines over the stairs of Montmartre.
En haut de la rue Saint-Vincent, un poète et une inconnue s'aimèrent l'espace d'un instant, mais il ne l'a jamais revue. Cette chanson il composa, espérant que son inconnue un matin de printemps l'entendra quelque part au coin d'une rue. La lune trop blême pose un diadème sur tes cheveux roux. La lune trop rousse de gloire éclabousse ton jupon plein de trous. La lune trop pâle caresse l'opale de tes yeux blasés. Princesse de la rue, sois la bienvenue dans mon cœur blessé. Les escaliers de la butte sont durs aux miséreux. Les ailes des moulins protègent les amoureux. Petite mendigote, je sens ta menotte qui cherche ma main. Je sens ta poitrine et ta taille fine, j'oublie mon chagrin. Je sens sur ta lèvre une odeur de fièvre, de gosse mal nourri. Et sous ta caresse, je sens une ivresse qui m'anéantit. Les escaliers de la butte sont durs aux miséreux. Les ailes des moulins protègent les amoureux. Mais voilà qu'il flotte, la lune se trotte, la princesse aussi. Sous le ciel sans lune, je pleure à la brune, mon rêve évanoui.
As sung by Cora Vauquer, that is La Complainte de la Butte. I should probably make a blanket apology for my French pronunciation. The nuns at Blanchette High School tried their best, but I'm sure it's a little uncertain here. The song is written by Georges Van Parys. We mentioned him earlier, with lyrics by Jean Renoir, the director of the film in which it was introduced, French Can-Can. That song, by the way, also made its way into Baz Luhrmann's Parisian extravaganza, Moulin Rouge, sung in that film by Rufus Wainwright. Maybe these songs fit our scheme here because Jean Gabin's impresario in French Can-Can is creating the Moulin Rouge as a romantic idea of Paris, something that tourists will come to, whatever the real Paris might be. The idea in that song of walking up the steps of Montmartre, just below the Sacré-Cœur Cathedral, is something that's going to link a couple of our selections here by way of an autobiographical moment. I was 26 years old, making my first trip to Europe, and after a month of traveling, I was finally ascending those wide stairs below Sacré-Cœur by myself, at which point I was surrounded by a band of children begging, who might have been seen as charming ragamuffins if it weren't for their aggressive approach, which I fended off before I went inside the cathedral, where I went up one of the big towers for a good view of Paris and discovered that the kids had lifted my wallet from my jacket pocket. I went back down to the steps, where the children were nowhere to be seen, actually tried to make my case known to a policeman who was hanging around there, which must have been a comical sight, given those, you know, 4 years of French lessons at high school. Anyway, I didn't lose much cash, and at age 26, I owned no credit cards, which I know is hard to believe now, but it wasn't that uncommon then. I did lose a few traveler's checks, which meant that I had to go off to the American Express office in Paris right away, which in itself made me start to feel like this was kind of cool. I mean, that's where Hemingway and Fitzgerald had their mail held in Paris in the 1920s, right? And I could get my traveler's checks replaced the next day after the paperwork went through and all that. But by going there, it meant I missed meeting up with my friends. They were going somewhere else. Although my friend Tom had left me a postcard in our hotel room, letting me know that he was out for the night. A postcard of Jerry Lewis in France, naturally. That's what I treasured about Tom. And with no way to call them, you know, the reference to traveler's checks probably tells you that this was before cell phones, too. I went out on my own. I ended up at maybe about 20 francs, I suppose, maybe $4 or $5 anyway, and no credit card, as we mentioned, and no way to contact my friends. This was actually becoming fun, and I mean that. Those kids probably needed the money more than I did. I was a free man in Paris, after all. What worries did I have? And so after happily strolling the streets for a while, I bought a small box of Ritz crackers for dinner, and then bought a ticket at a movie theater revival house that was doing a series of films made at 20th Century Fox for some reason, which that night was screening, I kid you not, The Sun Also Rises, the movie version of Ernest Hemingway's novel of Paris in the 1920s, which Fox had finally gotten around to making in 1957. Is that movie any good? No. Did I have a swell time watching a corny Hollywood version of Paris in Paris? Yes, I did. So let's revisit that moment and listen to some pretty decent faux Parisian music from the soundtrack composed by Hugo Friedhofer for The Sun Also Rises. That cue is called Jake Barnes's theme, written by Hugo Friedhofer for the movie The Sun Also Rises, Jake Barnes being Hemingway's genitally compromised expat, improbably played by a too old Tyrone Power in that movie. Well, to round off that story, I met up with my friends later, I got my traveler's checks replaced, and decided I loved Paris so much that I would save some money and come back there and live for 6 months. But that's another story. You're listening to The Music and the Movies. I'm Robert Horton, talking about movies and music and Paris. Well, it's hard to believe that just a couple of years after Hollywood's stodgy version of Paris in The Sun Also Rises, The French New Wave would break across the scene, notably in the 1960 film Breathless, directed by Jean-Luc Godard, which presented a hip, grown-up, rule-breaking way of making movies and of seeing Paris. The jazz score of Breathless, which follows Jean-Paul Belmondo and Gene Seberg around town, is composed by Marcel Solal. Has a great hangout quality to it, I think. Here's a cue called L'amour, la mort, or Love and Death. Music from Jean-Luc Godard's groundbreaking film Breathless, a key early salvo in the French New Wave, composed by Marcel Solal, Algerian-born jazz musician. That music is an ideal accompaniment to Godard's fragmented homage to low-budget crime pictures. Godard's confrère in the New Wave was François Truffaut, who had made a number of films that caught the loveliness and life of Paris. We'll listen to a couple of them. His 1962 film Jules and Jim is one of my favorite movies, with one of my favorite scores by Georges Delarue. But the signature music in it is not really of Paris. So instead, I'm going to play the opening credits theme. It's a wonderful piece that sounds a little like the boisterous noise of the music hall. And maybe that fits the spirited friendship between the two title characters.
Thank you.
opening credits music from Jules and Jim, composed by Georges Delerue, somewhat different in tone from the more delicate music from later in the film. Later in the decade, Truffaut would revisit a character he'd introduced in his first film, The 400 Blows, a boy named Antoine Doinel, played by Jean-Pierre Léaud, to see what happened to the lad when he grew up. And the 1968 film that resulted is a series of misadventures, framed by the use of a classic song, Que reste-t-il de nos amours, sung by Charles Trenant. This gives the game away because the song, full of nostalgia and longing for the scraps of romance from the past, is right in Truffaut's wheelhouse. One memory from the lyrics even gave the film its title, Stolen Kisses.
Le vent qui frappe à ma porte me parle des amours mortes devant le feu qui s'éteint. Ce soir, c'est une chance en automne dans la maison qui frissonne et je pense aux jours lointains. Que reste-t-il de nos amours? Que reste-t-il de ces beaux jours? Une photo, vieille photo de ma jeunesse. Que reste-t-il des billets doux, des mois d'avril, des rendez-vous? Un souvenir qui me poursuit sans cesse. Bonheur fané, cheveux au vent, baisers volés, rêves mouvants. Que reste-t-il de tout cela? Dites-le-moi. Un petit village, un vieux clocher, un paysage si bien caché, et dans un nuage, le cher visage de mon passé. Les mots tendres qu'on murmure, les caresses les plus pures, les serments au fond des bois, les fleurs qu'on retrouve dans un livre, dont le parfum vous enivre, se sont envolés. Pourquoi? Que reste-t-il de nos amours? Que reste-t-il de ces beaux jours? Une photo, vieille photo de ma jeunesse. Que reste-t-il des billets doux, des mois d'avril, des rendez-vous? Un souvenir qui me poursuit sans cesse. Bonheur fané, cheveux au vent, baisers volés, rêves mouvants. Que reste-t-il de tout cela? Dites-le-moi. Un petit village, un vieux clocher, un paysage si bien caché, et dans un nuage, le cher visage de mon passé, de mon passé.
That's the song Que reste-t-il de nos amours, written by Charles Trenet and Leo Choliac, sung by Monsieur Trenet, bittersweetly used in François Truffaut's film Stolen Kisses. You know, the English version of that song changes the title to I Wish You Love, which you have probably heard many times in its many versions. Let's hear another song from another New Wave picture. In Cleo from 5 to 7, the director Agnès Varda follows a young woman for a couple of hours in Paris as she waits for the results of a worrisome medical test. In a curiously dramatic moment, it's actually kind of slightly surreal, the woman, played by Corinne Marchand, sings a torch song when her piano-playing friend, who just happens to be Michel Legrand, the composer of the song, sits down and begins playing. The song is called Sans Toi.
Toutes portes ouvertes
modère. Je suis une maison vide sans toi, sans toi. Comme une île déserte que recouvre la mer. Mes plages se dévident sans toi, sans toi. Belle en pure perte, sans toi, sans toi, rongé par le cafard, morte au cercueil de père, je me couvre de ride sans toi, sans toi.
That's the song Sans Toi, Without You, sung by Corinne Marchand in Agnès Varda's film Cleo from 5 to 7. Playing piano there is the composer of the song, Michel Legrand. He's on screen too. That's just a couple of years before he did the music for The Umbrellas of Cherbourg, the new wave film in which all the dialogue is sung. The lyrics in this song are by Agnès Varda. You're listening to The Music and the Movies. I'm Robert Horton, and our look at movie music and Paris continues with a film that may be as well known for its soundtrack as for the film itself. Elevator to the Gallows, 1958, was the director Louis Malle's first feature film, and he had the nerve to solicit a musical score from Miles Davis, who obliged with a first-rate jazz soundtrack. Here's the main theme from Elevator to the Gallows.
Thank you.
Music from Elevator to the Gallows, composed by Miles Davis, capturing the tense noir world of Paris by Night. We'll take a moment to hear some instrumental music from a recent film. It might seem like it's more of a cartoon of Paris than any reflection of reality, but I think that's part of the point. In any case, director Jean-Pierre Jeunet got some lovely music for his 2001 film Amélie, in the form of Jan Tiersen's evocative accordion-heavy score. But here's the piano version of a repeated melody in the score titled Amélie's Waltz. That is music by Jan Tiersen from Amélie, Fantasy of Paris, and that's called Amélie's Waltz in its piano version. I already played the two other versions of that tune in previous episodes, but I find it hard to resist that kind of continental melancholy. And speaking of which, a score I've loved since the film premiered at the Seattle International Film Festival in 1988 is one from Alan Rudolph's film The Moderns. Lusciously peculiar look at artists on the loose in Paris in the 1920s, which boasts a languid soundtrack by Mark Isham. Here's a characteristic piece of that called La Valse Moderne.
Thank you.
A selection from Mark Isham's score for the moderns. Maybe just a little Eric Satie sticking out of that one. A movie laced with Alan Rudolph's blend of sincerity and irony. I had the poster for that one in my home office for years, a portrait of the main cast, painted by leading man Keith Carradine. A little bit of Paris hanging on the wall, a little reminder that Paris is always just a moment in the imagination away. And the trailer music says it's time to wrap it up, or almost, and our trailer this time connects us back to Maurice Jarre's music from Is Paris Burning, which we played at the beginning of the show. Somebody put patriotic lyrics to that melody and turned it into a dramatic account of the liberation of Paris, and the full-throated singer Muriel Mathieu had a hit with it under the title Paris en Colère. This version plays at the end of a wickedly funny 1988 film, Life is a Long Quiet River, directed by Etienne Châtelet, in which it is proved that life is anything but a long, quiet river. I can't describe the ending to you, it would spoil the whole thing, except that it's a blackly funny piece of satire. So the earnestness of the song is just a little bit ironic here. I know what you're thinking, but Bob, that sounds hopelessly cornball. And that's true, but I guess I am not strong enough to resist. We're sharing that song because it features hilariously at the climax of the black comedy, Life is a Long Quiet River. It's called Paris en Colère, sung by Muriel Mathieu, who holds nothing back there, as you heard, with music by Maurice Jarre from his soundtrack music to Is Paris Burning and lyrics by Maurice Vidalin. Well, the idea of Paris is an inexhaustible source of music, to say nothing of being a movable feast, as somebody once said. So we've just scratched the surface here with a few favorites of mine. We'll sign off with more music from Michel Legrand. This time with something from his score for Jean-Luc Godard's film Vive sa vie from 1962. And with that, we'll say au revoir, Paris. And I'll say I'm Robert Horton. And merci bien for listening to the music and the movies.